The following episode is sponsored by LegalZoom. They're helping keep this show free. If you go to LegalZoom.com and enter the code EARWOLF, you'll get a discount, and 100% of what you spend there comes directly back to the show. LegalZoom is the best place to help with your legal needs. They're not a law firm, but they provide self-help services at your direction. For more information on how to support this show and the rest of the EARWOLF podcast network, go to EARWOLF.com/insider.
Hey. This is John 4000. Sorry, I just woke up. This is University of Phoenix College Radio. This is John 4000, formerly John 3000, formerly John 3500. That was a long set playing in the background. Right now we have the Jangles with guitar sounds. Before that, we had the Strokes with Cool Dude Music. Before that, we had MC Fuck with I'm the Fuckiest. And before that, we had Carrot Top with Unhappy Adult. Before that, we had Sarah Palin and the Kids with Jesus is from Alaska. And before that, we had the Assholes with Bend Down and Smell My Butt. And before that, we had the Doors 2000 with L.A. Grandma. And before that, we had the Fine Young Cannibals 2000 with She Drives Me Even Crazier. Before that, we had Blues Brothers 2000 with Sweet Home Chicago. And before that, we had Kanye West with Check Me Out, I'm Really Good. Before that, we had Jay-Z with I'm Great. Before that, we had Tom York solo with What's Up With My Eye Again. And before that, we had Coldplay with I Would Gladly Trade Eyes with Tom York to Have Any Talent Whatsoever. And that was a Coldplay double shot. Before that, we had Coldplay with Our Penises Are Softer Than the Petals of Tulips. Before that, we had the new Radiohead with I Like the Old Radiohead Better. And before that, we had Dominique Strauss-Kahn with How Much Is It Not to Be a Rapist Anymore? Before that, we had Jimmy Buffett with I'm the Karl Rove of Music, headed up by the Masturbators with Rock Hard Sock. And then before that, we had Andy Rooney with I Don't Care for Loafers. And before that, we had Vampire Weekend with Check Out Our Influences. Before that, we had the Jocks with Nerds Suck. And before that, we had the Nerds with We Like Tits. Before that, we had Wesley Snipes with Always Been on Jail. Before that, we had Mr. Rap with Rap to the Rap Beat. And before that, we had Lady Gaga with Jesus is Gay. And more Lady Gaga before that with boring dance songs that shock children and old people. Before that, we had Madonna with Eat Right and Exercise. Before that, we had a double shot of the Retards with Yay, We Made a Song, Fart Fart. And before that, we had the Retards with Song Song Music Guitars, Hooray, Fart Fart. Before that, we had Moby with Black People Singing Soulfully Over Shitty World Music House Beats. And before that, we had the FreeCreditReport.com band with I-9 Love You and You Love Me W-2. Before that, we had the FreeCreditScore.com band with You Got My Mortgage Running. And that was a double shot, starting out with We Suck Dick on TV for Money. Okay, cool. So, that's it. I'm hanging up. I gotta go to class. And, here's John Daly.
It's Rafflecast. With John Daly. He is the game.
He makes Howard Stern look like Laura Dern.
He loves the baby Jesus.
Friend of guys, lover of girls.
He is the game.
Look, you're just a pile of tits with a mouth. Get out of here!
Please hang up and try again.
Casey Anthony. Think she's a squirter, Sappity?
I wouldn't say.
He makes Joan Jett look like Keith Sweat.
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 Nervous breakdown? You want to talk to me about nervous breakdowns? I have a nervous breakdown every day. Fuck the onion. I don't get it.
He's from Pittsburgh.
What's the deal with this lady who got her face ripped off by the chimp? I gotta look at her on Oprah. Let me tell you something. I tat that ass.
John Daly's taking bullshit to college.
What's up with this economy? It's bullshit.
The Rafflecast is on blast. Open your mouth and listen.
Hi. This is John Daly, and here we are. This is the Rafflecast. What's up? Welcome, everybody. This is very exciting for me. The first ever episode of the Rafflecast, hosted by John Daly, and that's me. And wow. Welcome. Welcome. Wherever you are, in your car, in your, maybe you're on the treadmill. I like to listen to podcasts on the treadmill when I'm exercising. Maybe you're doing that. Mark Maron's voice will forever be associated with reps, just reps, and treadmills. I'm John. I'm a comic, here in LA. I'm a comedian and an actor and a writer. And, yeah, here I am at earwolf.com podcast. Very excited. Moving up in the podcast world. Very, very nice. And this is the Rafflecast, which is, it's about you. It depends on you. I am going to do things that I make and I'm going to do things that you make. So what I, you know, send me, on Twitter, I'm at John Daly, at J-O-N-D-A-L-Y, at John Daly. Every, you know, if you have an idea for me to do on the air, I've got some stuff I'm going to do today. If you have anything you want me to do, I get a lot of bad suggestions. Suck Your Own Dick was a very popular suggestion. Suck Your Own Dick. I got that 3 times. When I kind of put out the net, you know, for some suggestions. What do you want me to do on my podcast? And, you know, dudes tend to be hilarious. You know, dudes are hilarious. So they'll be like, suck your own dick, man. And I'll be like, okay, well, just to stop you, you know, from saying suck your own dick. I mean, I'll try and suck my own dick in the studio. Dustin's here.
Hey, John.
Hey, he's our producer, all purpose, amazing person. So, I guess just to get this over with, and so that you never, ever ask me to suck my own dick again. And people who can suck their own dicks, by the way, can only do it because they've committed their entire life to sucking their own dicks. They have made it their job, and they've cracked their spine or removed ribs or tried to elongate their dick. I mean, it is uncomfortable. I'm just gonna do what I can to approximate sucking my own dick with Dustin as my witness. My dick is not out, but I'm going to bend over and you'll see how close I get.
Do you want a prop that's kind of the size of a
dick?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
How about that SM57, that mic?
Sure.
Perfect.
Sure. All right. Here's my dick. This is longer than my actual dick. So I'm going to bend over and I'll bend over and try and suck it. That's as close as I get. That's as close as I get right there. That's about 6 inches away, something like that. That's something I'll never do again. I'm ashamed of myself. I don't feel good about it.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. Pretty close. So that's the first challenge. That was what you wanted. You wrote it. You watch it. You get to listen to me sucking my own dick. Is this what podcasts are? I'm pissed off, guys. I'm pissed off about California. You know, there's free weed here. It's not free, but it's legal, basically. And, you know, I get my pot, I go into a dispensary and I give, you know, I have a prescription. It's like anything else. It's like any other antidepressant that you can get. And it's really wonderful. And now I hear that Obama is actually, going to shut down all of the, I don't know if it's Obama. I don't know who it is. It's the federal government, so I assume that Obama is cool with it. And it makes me, you know, it's really sad that that's the thing that brings me home to, you know, that's the thing that affects me. That sucks. I mean, that sucks in itself. What really brings it home is like they're taking away my legal marijuana, which is amazing. But it really is, and I'm really fucking pissed off. Fuck that. You know, why? Why? AIDS patients, cancer patients, they need marijuana. I need marijuana because I like to giggle it up. I like to giggle it up. and listen to hip-hop real loud. So anyway, fucking what I'm hoping will... I made what I am hoping will become the anthem for stopping this bullshit. Because these fucking people are so fucking, they think weed's the problem. You know how much money we throw down the toilet every year fucking fighting drugs? So much money. I don't have a figure because I'm not figures guy, okay? I'm a comic. I'm funny. I'm sick of it. And so I wrote what I am hoping will become the fucking theme song for this cause. I feel like people are jelly. Because they think our weed's too sticky out here. Maybe these East Coast fucks in D.C., their weed's not sticky enough. And they're jelly. They're jelly of this shit. Because their weed's too sticky. Alright? So check it out. I wrote a Cypress Hill song, yo. And it's called Icky Icky, the weed's too sticky.
Check it.
Yo, yo. Shit is bullshit. U.S. government trying to come into California and take away our weed because it's too goddamn sticky. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky.
Too sticky.
Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. Icky, icky, the weed. Champagne, Honda Civic, through the city of freeways. I hit my water pipe like a crystal freebase. Except it ain't meth, I'm about that green. Crystalline, you know what I mean. Los Angeles always maintains high octane. Mary Jane, we got the top secret ganja strain that East Coast smokers just can't explain. We're all about weed here on the coast. Though I must say that I fuck with coke. Sprinkle some snow on a bright green bow. Release your inner algebra. I could talk about hash for 20 minutes and wouldn't even really be getting into it. I pop a brownie when I feel downy. It's a quicker picker-upper than a clown bee. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. Icky, icky, the weed. Yo, I like real time with Bill Maher. That dude smoked green till his lungs are charred. I'm blazing Buddha with Judy Tenuta. Smoke a cocaine blunt and get on my computer. Gravity bong in my basement sink. Hot times model playing with my dick. I smoke so much weed that I grow tits. Weed steam jets out of my armpits. Icky, icky, the shit's very sticky. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. Icky, icky, the weed's too sticky. In California, the weed's too sticky. B, fuck that shit. Let us have our pharmacology. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking feel that shit, all right? Let's get that on the airwaves, all right, K-Day? All right, Hot 97, let's get my Cypress Hill parody on the fucking airwaves. Because guess what? That's where it needs to be.
Rafflecast.
Coming at you. Here's the second audience suggestion. Got this on Twitter from Julia Eve Hayes, a super fan of comedy. Julia Hayes. And she says, please read Robert Frost's poetry as Mr. Freeze from Batman. And since this is Hollywood, I'm pretty high up. You know, I've got a great representation out here. So I made a couple phone calls. And I called up a buddy I know at Arkham Asylum. And I got him to get Mr. Freeze. You know, they put him in a freeze chamber. And they fucking brought him here in a big truck. Here he is.
Hello?
Mr. Freeze, come on in, man. Come on in.
Hello? I'm Mr. Freeze.
All right, Mr. Freeze. How you doing? How you doing? These people are really excited to have you here.
I'm very good, too. I feel good, John Daly. Why don't you chill out?
I will. I'll chill out. That's funny. That's your catchphrase,
Keep it cool.
Yeah.
I will. Okay. I'll keep it cool, too. All right. So, Julia Hayes.
Hello, Julia Hayes.
Julia Hayes, calm down.
Sorry.
Julia Hayes wants you to read Robert Frost poetry.
I don't understand why. He's not my favorite. Why can't I read Maya Angelou? She's really chill.
Okay. Most people don't listen to poetry or read poetry because it's chill, okay? They want to be chilled to the bone with how human stuff is, okay? That's why they read it.
Okay, John Daly, thank you. But do not ever correct me again or I'll freeze you solid like a block of ice.
So this is... I picked out some good ones. This is called Fire and Ice.
Okay. Fire and ice is perfect. Okay. Fire and ice. Some say the world will end in fire. And some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if I had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. Ice.
Okay. That's, you're adding words to Robert Frost, which I don't think is actually necessary.
I like that one because it's saying that it's better to destroy with ice instead of fire. And I have an ice gun that I shoot to freeze people.
Yes, we know that.
And it's really cool when they freeze and then I can throw a baseball or something at them, even a tennis ball.
A tennis ball?
Anything, even a soft little thing, and they shatter into a million pieces because I frozen them with my gun.
Sound a little French there. What's, you're slipping, your usual Austrian accent sounds a little French.
Oh, sorry, I've just gotten back from Paris, where I was, freezing, desserts, flash freezing desserts.
Oh, really? That's what you're up to now?
Yes, molecular gastronomy is my hobby.
Okay, cool.
If you have a large pudding, I will freeze it.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds good. I don't have any pudding right now, but, you know, maybe next time. Thank you so much for coming in, Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yes, John Daly, I think that the Rafflecast is going to be number one on iTunes.
Thank you. I certainly hope it's number one on iTunes, too.
It will be number one on iTunes.
Well, only if people really, really, really like it and listen.
Okay, cool. Goodbye, John Daly. Good luck on your number one on the Rolling Stone list of podcast.
Thanks a lot, man.
The Rafflecast is on Blast.
So that was Mr. Freeze. Thank you so much, and thank you to all the nice folks at Arkham Asylum that helped me make that dream come true. Wow, it's crazy. Dustin, isn't it crazy that he even fit in the studio? I mean,
the temperature is a lot cooler.
It is cool. I've chilled out. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am chill.
It's noticeable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, but that was great. Yeah, that was great. And thank you for your suggestion, Julia. That was really nice of you. You know, you have a dream. You guys have a dream out there, and we can make it happen here at the Rafflecast. You guys want me to do your sketch, you know, just if you just want me to say your name a bunch of times, I'll do it. You know, I just bought 1984, the Van Halen record, and I think that it's one of the best records of the 80s, and I don't know. I like to drive around, and I like to fuck. You know, those are two things that I like to do. And what I find in David Lee Roth's lyrics is that he likes to fuck and he likes to drive around. So yeah, that's something that me and Diamond Dave have in common. And so I wanted to write a song about just the rubber hitting the road and the dick hitting the stuff. And, you know, it's sex and driving and it's great. You know, it's a David Lee Roth song and, it's called Six Lane Supermain. And, you know, here it is.
Hot steel between my legs and I'm revving up my demon. Yeah. My baby's in the back and my and it's just screaming for red. Red light, yellow light, green light, go. Stick champagne and stamp, get on the road. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Oh, now what I like to smell. Six lane Superman, leather jacket, Lois Lane, rolling like a night train, drive you insane. In your clutch with my fingers on your carburetor. Yeah, I pop one pill, then I set up a lighter. First gear, second gear, 3, 4, 5. Twist my stick shift to overdrive. My baby asked me how to get to Highway 69. I told her Highway 66 plus 3. Lane, Superman, leather jacket, Lois Lane, rolling like a night train, drive you insane. Six lane, Superman, leather jacket, Lois Lane, gasoline and cocaine, fixing your brain.
Yeah, yeah, you see that steam coming off the road? That's that same steam that's gonna be coming off your neck when I lick your neck. And then lick down your breasts. And then lick all the way down. Down.
That was Six Lane Superman by John Daly. Music by Joel Spence. Joel Spence.
Rafflecast. Back to the Rafflecast.
This is Garrison Keillor from Very Home Companion, joining you here on National Public Radio. We're right here at home, Lake Wobegon, where the men are smart, the women are good-looking, and all the children a string being thin. Today we celebrate the birthday of Bill Cosby Bukowski, the Jell-Oit laureate of the past 50 years, who famously said, "Shut up, you stupid jello-eating shitface. I'll bleed you out right here in the middle of this CVS." What you're about to hear is a recording Bill Cosby Bukowski made in 1967 at the Cafe Scumbag on the Lower East Side of Los Angeles.
Once upon a time, Theo and Rudy, the two stupid foul-mouthed poop-pants degenerate children, did live with their kindly asshole woodcutter father, Bill Cosby Bukowski, who was a woodcutter who the only wood he ever cut was a crazy fart blast from his hairy asshole that sounded like this. It sounded like that. So Theo, the idiot head, goofbag, dum-dum, spoke up. He said, "Dad, can I have some chocolate cake?" And so I pulled the box of cake, Duncan Hines,
beans and look at the ingredients and said that it got eggs and milk and good healthy things inside of them. And so I said, yes, my child, you and Rudy may have some chocolate cake. Some chocolate cake for pudding for breakfast. And I said, that is great. They gave us a chocolate cake. And then the children shut the hell up for the best 5 minutes of my life, I swear. I sit in peace and feel so free, just like I'm on vacation. And then they say to me, Dad, we want to go out into the forest and wander around like bags of shit with no porch to burn on. And I said, okay. In full knowledge of how stupid the idea is, because the goddamn witchy bitch that lives in the house made of a gingerbread lives out in the forest and is very dangerous. But I don't care what you dum-dums do. I'm Bill Cosby Bukowski. I'm a piece of shit. I got wood to cut, motherfucker. I gotta cut that wood, okay? So go wherever you please, my idiot hellbound children. The children say okay and they leave, knowing full well that the witchy bitch is out there living in her for gingerbread house, made of her own for gingerbread recipe. So they walk and walk and they leave the chocolate cake crumbs behind them to guide them back to the house. The only thing is, these dumb idiots are also eating the chocolate cake. So they run out of chocolate cake to leave the path to the house, so they're lost. The only way to mark the path in is to take poops with a fart fart here and a there and a here, a there, a everywhere, a Bill Cosby Bukowski had some stupid children. E-I-E-I. Yo, idiots, what are you doing here? Said the witchy bitch. And as it came up to the gingerbread house, Theo and Rudy did not know what to do. They looked hither and yon, trying to figure out what the fuck. We mouth diarrhea'd Rudy as witchy bitch grabbed Theo's dick and made it into an appetizer. Oh no, my Dill's dick! Shouted Theo in agony. Could've used some salt! Cackled the witchy bitch. She took Theo by the scruff of the neck and she took Rudy by the scruff of the neck and she threw them in the oven. She cooked them up and ate them, but not before dipping their body parts in her own vaginal duck sauce, which is a disgusting thing to say. Meanwhile, I'm back at the house on vacation, chilling out, sucking on a big old hoagie, and listening to the blissful screams of my children as they die in the gingerbread house of terror while I cut wood, baby.
That was Bill Cosby, Bukowski, 1967. Cafe Scumbag, the Lower East Side of Los Angeles. This has been Writer's Almanac, Garrison Keillor, here on National Public Radio. Be good. Keep writing. Take care of your children. Work well with others. And remember, can't separate the wheat from the chaff until you look at the entire field of grain. Good night.
Final suggestion for this episode of the Rafflecast is from someone named Trent Louise, or Louise Trent. I imagine it's Louise Trent. A girl sent in a girl. God, these suggestions are great. Reenact City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold in 1 minute. So, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Not do that? I mean, you got to do it. So, I've never seen that movie. I have seen City Slickers, the original.
you know, that'll inform this, but I warn you, I've not seen City Slickers 2, so any inconsistencies as I'm doing this in 1 minute, let me know. So, Dustin, can you give me 1 minute? Can you do a 1 minute thing? So this is Legend of Curly's Gold. Billy Crystal, the late Jack Palance.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, I'm a guy. I'm Billy Crystal. I sound a little bit like Jay Leno, but hey, let's go. I'm a lawyer or something, right? Here we go. I'm going to go to get a sandwich. Hey, don't you miss the prairie? Yeah, let's go there. Okay, fly, fly, fly. Boop. Here we are again. Okay, let's rope and ride. Let's rope and ride. I'm Curly. I'm Curly. Brr. Oh, God damn it. You won't get me gold. Hey, I didn't even count on gold. Let's go find Curly's gold. It's a legend, but let's make sure it's okay. I'll kill ya. You're not gonna kill us. I like baseball. I like the Mets. I like the Yankees. I like Mickey Mantle. I'll kill ya. Shut up, Jack Palance. Do some one-arm push-ups at the Oscars. We all had a good laugh as we found Curly's gold. Curly's gold is now in our possession. Let's go home to our wives. Okay, go! All right.
Did it.
Wow, that was the best thing that I've ever done. Is that the best thing that you've ever heard, Dustin?
Legitimately was.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! I want to be a superhero!
Theme song from Entourage. Theme song from Entourage. One of the best shows of the 2000s. I've seen every episode, and that's not an exaggeration. Vince, Drama, Turtle, E. I love you guys.
All right. This has been the Rafflecast.
How's it going, guys? John Daly, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you downloading this. Tell your friends about the Rafflecast. And please, this podcast is about you. It's about you guys, okay? It's not about me. It's clearly not about me. Twitter me, Tumble me, Facebook me, connect with me online. I'm at John Daly on Twitter. That's JONDALY at John Daly, no H. In the John, it's John with no H, Daily. Tweet me your ideas. I want to know what you want me to do on the Rafflecast. You want me to go crazy and with a crazy dance and then sing a lot and make the crazy eye? Woo! Woo! I'll do it fully committed every single time because I care about you and the radio arts. The art of podcasting. That's what I'm about. Okay. John Daly, signing off. You guys have a great day and remember.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raiza Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que no está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.